Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. I'm with my guest, Waleska Rivera of Danosa and the Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association. And we have discussed how Waleska got into Danosa as a general manager and all the different functions. Let's discuss now how you end up purchasing and becoming owner and how that takes place, which is always a fascinating transition.
It's a fascinating transition, definitely. Well, in 1994, there was a fire in Danosa, and the owners decided that it was time to hang up the gloves and finish really either selling the company or just closing.
Right.
They decided that. And we decided that we wanted to buy. And
when you say
and
we,
let me tell you, and because originally it was the production manager and myself.
Okay.
But then she decided that it was too much risk because at that point.
She was also female.
She was also female.
Okay.
At that time, we had to, when we went to the banks and everything, we had to put in everything. I didn't have any children, and at that point, I had to even put my children into as part of
your future children.
My future children had to go in also. My husband's office, everything, you know. And it was true. The bank says if you believe enough to put in all your belongings,
right,
then we're willing to go behind you.
Right.
And well, not everybody is willing to take that risk.
Right.
And it because it's difficult.
That certainly to take. Is.
It certainly is. And at that point, it really is. It was a big risk, but it was also a big challenge. I knew the business. I was sure of what we can do, and I just took the risk. My husband backed me up, and he said, "Go for it. If that's what you want to do, go for it. And if we have to start all over, don't worry about it. We'll work. If that happens, we'll deal with that. But I'm sure it's not going to happen."
And the business was highly leveraged sense in terms that it owns the land and building.
We rented the land, the building from the owners. That was part of the contract.
Okay.
I would keep my name as Danosa. I would purchase the whole company. They would help us put the machines working again.
Okay.
As a loan.
Because it had burned down. I mean, you had the fire and what? Basically, the machinery and equipment was
part of, I would say, the heart of the machine.
The heart of the machine.
Yeah, and all our equipment is very specialized equipment.
Right.
They're either constructed in Spain. Now in the United States, there is a company, smaller, but there is a company in the States that does produce this type of machinery. But at that moment, it was Europe. And you had to order it. It's not over the counter. So that would take a few months.
Right.
So we decided there how we were going to work. Spain would provide us finished product while we put everything in order.
Okay.
And all this in a loan. So I had loans. So many loans I could. In fact, I don't want to even think about how many loans I had at that point.
To
start off with the owners, with the bank. I had a loan for everything, but nevertheless, I said, well, if you loan it, I'll take the loan and I'll be able to do this. And with this experience, I've learned what an entrepreneur, a Puerto Rican entrepreneur, goes through, how hard it is. Financing takes up a lot of your income.
Right.
And at the beginning, your financing costs are so high that really,
you lose sleep.
You can't sleep. I would always say I took care of Danosa all my life as if it were mine, and it was true.
Right.
I really cared for Danosa as if it was mine. But when I had to put in my house and all our properties up for the business, then you can't sleep.
Right. No, that's a different. It's a double ball game.
It's
really your.
That's your risk. At that before, if something went wrong, even though I never called Spain to solve my problems here, I would solve them somehow locally, and that's what the owners used to like a lot about the way I would manage. I wouldn't call them. I would call them just to tell them, this happened, and this is how I solved it.
Okay, yeah.
But I wouldn't go and say, oh, I have this problem, how can I solve it? But at this moment, I didn't have that psychological backup. It was either I solve or this is it.
Right, right.
So I solved. And that's what I've been doing all my life. I've been solving.
And Danosa in Spain continued?
Danosa in Spain continued as Danosa.
And it's still alive?
It's a very big company in Europe.
It's publicly held?
No, it's not publicly held.
So,
it's private. We're still friends.
You're still friends. You visit them.
Yes.
You help each other.
Yes, we do. Yeah, yes, we do. Yeah, and so we have collaborated. At another time, I had another slight disaster, not as big as the beginning, maybe. Just depends on how you look at it. But I had another incident, and they gave me material again and until we were all up and running.
You have technical, you share technical improvements and but not on a formal basis.
No, there is not any formal. I have some questions I may ask. Yeah. They have something they want to know about what's going on in the States, and they'll call me. And this type is just benchmarking, but just as friends, not really.
In terms of allocating markets, they handle Europe and you?
We have our markets allocated. We can all sell in each area by now because of the contract. That's how it was written up. But without saying it and it not being written, we kind of respect each other's area.
So
they have enough with their area, and I have enough with mine.
There's enough clients to go around.
So basically, we have respected each other's areas.
And where do you see Danosa going? I mean, tell us where Danosa stands right now.
Well, Danosa
in terms
just
of
made.
Employees
well, you know what?
And,
Danosa
and
right now, we used to have probably about when I began as general manager, we would have had maybe 20-something clients, and we would have, I suppose, our market share was maybe 15-20% was our market share at that point. And right now, we have about, of roofing membranes, which is what we manufacture, we're about 75% of the Puerto Rico market.
Wow.
We have
one of the good things. I mean, I didn't even have to really ask you what Danosa is, which is a great indication that I think most of my listeners, and if not, they don't live in Puerto Rico. I think, you know, it's a name and it's a company and it's a product that's well known. I didn't even feel had to tell you. I usually have to start off by saying, you know, what does Danosa do? I think everybody knew, but
Danosa is definitely, and I say it with humility, but with great pride, that Danosa is the leader in roofing products in the market, and it sets the basis. If you come and sell a membrane like our product, they will say, this is like Danosa.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that's why people talk about membranes or roofing products, and there's a lot of roofing products. Mm-hmm. But when they talk about Danosa, you have to sometimes say, hey, wait a minute, that's not Danosa. Because people really think Danosa is the standard.
Yeah, you have a problem like Xerox and cellophane.
Right, like Pampers.
That people start, you know, taking that product is Danosa. Where does the name Danosa come from?
Derivados Asfálticos Normalizados, wow. Sociedad Anónima.
I'm glad they put the, just the...
And obviously with that name in Puerto Rico, Danosa was a lot shorter So here it became Danosa Incorporated.
And in Spain,
Danosa Caribbean Incorporated.
And in Spain is it Danosa or they use that long?
They use Danosa also.
Okay.
They use Danosa.
Very good. Well, let's take a break and I want to then discuss your other life as a civic leader when we come back. I'm with Valesca Rivera of Danosa and the Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association. We'll be right back.